You are going to listen to a news report about hearing loss. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the beginnings of the sentences 1 to 6 with the sentence endings A to I. There are two sentence endings that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
In this morning's Health Watch, we talk about a new study which is about a significant rise in hearing loss in teenagers. The study finds that hearing loss is up about 30% over just the last 15 years. That means 1 in 5 teens is affected. So why is there a jump here? Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins us with the details. So, is it as simple as saying all of those earbuds with loud music blasted directly into your ears are slowly destroying your hearing?
Well, while our teenagers simply roll their eyes when we talk about it, we know that there is, of course, some natural hearing loss going on. And there's a lot that we don't understand about why teens have problems with hearing. There can be genetic factors, it could be due to certain medicines, it could be due to childhood infections or prematurity. But one of the controllable exposures, if you will, is environmental. It's these earbuds. It's listening to MP3s or iPods at high levels of volume, high decibels for prolonged periods of time. And that's the only theory that can account for this big jump in recent years.
It is dramatic to see an increase of 30% over just 15 years. How exactly, though, does music being loud in your ear, how does that damage your hearing so significantly?
Well, you have to understand what happens to sound waves as they go through the ear. Actually, as sound hits the outer ear and then transmits to the middle ear, it goes through a series of bones and tissues and nerves and cells, and it targets a part in the inner ear that has hair cells with it that vibrate and transmit nerve impulses to the hearing center in the brain. And the thinking is, with high exposure, whether that's one time or many times, that those hair cells can become permanently damaged and therefore not be able to transmit those nerves to the brain.
So it basically kills them. How loud, then, is too loud?
Well, you have to put it on a baseline for comparison. We measure sound in units called decibels, and a normal conversation is around 60. Traffic, loud traffic in a city, could be 85. These MP3s and iPods can get up to 120 decibels. That's right in your ear.
So what do I need to do if I notice that there could be some problems, since I don't usually have a decibel meter with me?
Well, first of all, this study found impairment in high-frequency hearing loss, which means that people might not be able to hear certain sounds or whispers. They might not be able to hear their mother whispering, "Good night." So those can be subtle signs, but you want to ask your teenager directly if they're saying that people need to raise their voice for them to hear them. Another sign is if they have difficulties understanding someone at an arm's length distance or about 3 feet away. And certainly when they take things out of their ears and they have pain, ringing, or buzzing in the ears, that is a clear sign that their volume is too loud and they need to turn it down. And then there's things like noise-reducing headphones that can really help. But, you know, when you put these in your ear, you can hear it this volume.
I can hear it right now.
With that in my ear, I can't hear you.
But I can hear your music. Dr. Ashton, you've also always said one other very important thing. It's really important to get your kids' hearing tested. They don't always do it in school anymore, so it's worth giving it a shot, since you can't reverse this.
Exactly. You only have two ears, and you need to hear for your whole life. So take good care of them.
This was today's Health Watch. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Dr. James Curtis about healthy food options for teens. In this morning's Health Watch, we talk about a new study which is about a significant rise in hearing loss in teenagers. The study finds that hearing loss is up about 30% over just the last 15 years. That means 1 in 5 teens is affected. So why is there a jump here? Dr. Jennifer Ashton joins us with the details. So, is it as simple as saying all of those earbuds with loud music blasted directly into your ears are slowly destroying your hearing?
Well, while our teenagers simply roll their eyes when we talk about it, we know that there is, of course, some natural hearing loss going on. And there's a lot that we don't understand about why teens have problems with hearing. There can be genetic factors, it could be due to certain medicines, it could be due to childhood infections or prematurity. But one of the controllable exposures, if you will, is environmental. It's these earbuds. It's listening to MP3s or iPods at high levels of volume, high decibels for prolonged periods of time. And that's the only theory that can account for this big jump in recent years.
It is dramatic to see an increase of 30% over just 15 years. How exactly, though, does music being loud in your ear, how does that damage your hearing so significantly?
Well, you have to understand what happens to sound waves as they go through the ear. Actually, as sound hits the outer ear and then transmits to the middle ear, it goes through a series of bones and tissues and nerves and cells, and it targets a part in the inner ear that has hair cells with it that vibrate and transmit nerve impulses to the hearing center in the brain. And the thinking is, with high exposure, whether that's one time or many times, that those hair cells can become permanently damaged and therefore not be able to transmit those nerves to the brain.
So it basically kills them. How loud, then, is too loud?
Well, you have to put it on a baseline for comparison. We measure sound in units called decibels, and a normal conversation is around 60. Traffic, loud traffic in a city could be 85. These MP3s and iPods can get up to 120 decibels. That's right in your ear.
So what do I need to do if I notice that there could be some problems since I don't usually have a decibel meter with me?
Well, first of all, this study found impairment in high-frequency hearing loss, which means that people might not be able to hear certain sounds or whispers. They might not be able to hear their mother whispering, "Good night." So those can be subtle signs, but you want to ask your teenager directly if they're saying that people need to raise their voice for them to hear them. Another sign is if they have difficulties understanding someone at an arm's length distance or about 3 feet away. And certainly when they take things out of their ears and they have pain, ringing, or buzzing in the ears, that is a clear sign that their volume is too loud and they need to turn it down. And then there's things like noise-reducing headphones that can really help. But, you know, when you put these in your ear, you can hear it this volume.
I can hear it right now.
With that in my ear, I can't hear you.
But I can hear your music. Dr. Ashton, you've also always said one other very important thing. It's really important to get your kids' hearing tested. They don't always do it in school anymore, so it's worth giving it a shot since you can't reverse this.
Exactly. You only have 2 ears and you need to hear for your whole life. So take good care of them.
This was today's Health Watch. Tomorrow, we're going to talk to Dr. James Curtis about healthy food options for teens.